AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The FBI says it disrupted a New Year's Eve attack plot in North Carolina, arresting an 18-year-old who allegedly pledged loyalty to the Islamic State group. Christian Sturdivant is charged with attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. FBI Special Agent in Charge James Barnicle says the plot was to target a grocery store and fast food restaurant near Charlotte.
We allege Sturdivant was willing to sacrifice himself by committing a terrorist attack using knives and a hammer to support the murder, torture, and extreme violence that ISIS represents.
Investigators say Sturdivant shared plans for the attack with an undercover FBI employee posing as a supportive confidant. Investigators in Switzerland believe sparklers on champagne bottles started a fire in a bar during a New Year's Eve celebration at an alpine ski resort that left 40 people dead, another 119 injured. New numbers show China's BYD is the best-selling electric vehicle, knocking off Tesla. Market analyst Dan Ives was asked if he is concerned about a slump in sales for Elon Musk's company.
For us, we're so bullish on Tesla because of the autonomous and robotics era that's now here in 2026. And to some extent, demand stabilizing. It was much more of a concern 6-9 months ago than it is today.
Tesla said it delivered 1.64 million vehicles in 2025, down 9% from a year earlier. A strong earthquake rattled southern and central Mexico, interrupting President Claudia Sheinbaum's first press briefing of the new year as seismic alarms sounded.
Se va a ser viral el... Uy.
The quake had a preliminary magnitude of 6.5, the epicenter near the town of San Marcos in the southern state of Guerrero near Acapulco. There are no initial reports of damage or injuries. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports daily tragedies continue in Gaza.
As cold winter winds and rain continue to batter displacement camp, a grandmother and her 5-year-old grandson burned to death when their tent caught fire from cooking. This man says that the tents are only made of nylon. Strong winter winds have shredded other tents. Rains have soaked everything. This man says he huddled with his children under a blanket to try to keep warm. Aid groups say not enough shelter materials are getting into Gaza during the truce. Meanwhile, American actor and film producer Angelina Jolie met with members of the Red Crescent on the Egyptian side of the Rafah border crossing. Until 2022, Jolie was a special envoy to the UN Refugee Agency for 2 decades. She has continued to advocate for human rights issues and has visited other areas of conflict, including Ukraine.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.